I thank God for giving me this opportunity to give my testimony with regard to his calling of me to full-time service. So I have to at least tell a little bit of my conversion, because before I was converted, I was born in a Buddhist family. My parents were very staunch Buddhists, but they also worship ancestors. So they are very involved in Buddhism and ancestral worship. They're very strong in that. So much so that when I was born at night in the year of the tiger, and they asked mediums and say that this is a bad boy. This boy will eat you up. So they gave me to the gods, and the gods is in the Joo Chiat Road. There's a temple there. The temple is still there. And why I laugh, because if I go there in the temple, I think the idols will shake. Anyway, went there, and then my parents have to sell. They sold me to the gods there. And after that, they pay a small sum to buy me back. So I'm not allowed to call my parents father and mother. Papa, mama cannot. So I call them uncle, auntie. And already, right from the beginning when I was born, I was given away already. I cannot belong to my family. So to cut the story short, so I was then in school. My mother once brought me to St. Patrick's School, which is a Catholic school, and she brought me to register in that school. But there was no vacancy, and I think this is God's providence. And so she took me, and we went to Presbyterian Boys' School. A Presbyterian school is a Protestant school, and I got a place there. And for my primary and secondary education, I was in that school. Now, when I was in Sector 2, a boy was admitted, a young man, about 16 years old, was admitted into my class. And he had finished his junior high, Chinese high school, and he wanted to continue his secondary education in an English school, and 16 years old, and he was admitted into Presbyterian Boys' School, and then he entered my class, and he sat next to me, and I learned from them. We became friends, and I learned that he's a Christian, and then he regularly gave me tracts. And then eventually, he took me to his church, the Fishermen of Christ Fellowship. At that time, it was a very small church, about 8 or 10 of us. And our first service was at the Botanic Garden. And then you'll bring our accordion and they sing. But I was not a Christian. Why I joined? I don't know for any good reason, but the fact that I want to learn a bit of Chinese, so I joined. And it's a Chinese congregation. They all speak Chinese. They sing Chinese hymns and all this. I just follow. Only mouth open and close, that's all. Yes, I romanized all the Chinese words there, and I sang the song with them. And I was exposed to them. And I was exposed. This is the first time I was exposed to Christianity. And the first time I've seen how Christians come together and work together. That was the first time. It was good. Had a wonderful time there. Then for a number of about 1 year plus, then at my home, I come to know of a gospel rally conducted by the Bethesda Gospel Hall at Pennefather Road. This is the Brethren Church Gospel Hall Rally, their evening service at 6 o'clock at Pennefather Road in Katong. So I went there. Nobody asked me, so I went there on my own and heard the gospel. And the person who preached, the preacher was a young missionary preacher from England. He came there, he went to the China-Indian mission at the time. At the time it was called, today, OMF. And he preached the gospel, and I heard. And at the end of the passage, after the preaching of the gospel, he asked, is there anyone here who want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Please put up your hand. I was struggling inside. I want to believe. And then put my hand. It was very difficult. So in the end, I picked up the courage and put up my hand. Then after that, they all stood up to sing the last hymn, Just As I Am. When the hymn was sung, he said, those of you who have put up your hand, you please come in front. Wow, that's his words. And then I waited for any other people to put up their hand and go, let them go first. Then I can go second or after, or even last. And I waited for a while, nobody went up. So maybe I'm the only one. So anyway, I woke up, and then I saw there was another one, two of us. Almost same time he woke up, at two of us. At the end of the service, the preacher came down and took me. He shook his hand to me, and then he asked me to go to a room at the back of the church where he further explained to me the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so there I repented of my sin, confessed my sin, and accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. After he prayed and after my prayer, so it was almost about 7 o'clock past dinner time at home, you know. So my parents probably will be wondering why, where am I? So before I left, he said to me another shocking words, you go back and tell your parents you are a Christian. Whoa, I am already late for dinner. So as I walked back, I was thinking, how? Anyway, walk, must reach home. So I reach home. The moment I reach home, the moment I saw my parent, before she could scold me and say, where are you, dinner time? I said, I am a Christian. Well, I just say without, there was no, I'm not smiling, and then I know, I was quite serious. I think my face also turned white. She was angry, very angry. Who told you? You are a Christian. I say, I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian now. And so, together, all my cousins inside, wow, this is like tsunami for them. Anyway, that was it. And then the night passed by. So, then I was given a Bible, small Bible. Then I start reading the Bible and prayer. And then the next day, for the first 1 week or so, I was being persecuted. First of all, my Bible was confiscated. So I asked my mother. My mother said she didn't take. So I went to search in her room, this and I couldn't find the Bible. So I got another Bible. And it was confiscated. Then I got another Bible, a third Bible, confiscated also. Three Bibles confiscated. And when I prayed to the Lord, my mother will come and then, as I kneel down and pray, she will come and then push my head and say, what are you doing? Then I had to stop and look at her. I am praying to God. I told her, I'm praying to God. And since after I said that, okay, next time, no more harassing, no more pushing. So when I do that, kneeling down, she did not. Then somehow during that period, there was one day, you have to worship our ancestors. Their ancestors, of course, must be my ancestor also, mother, father. And then you see that those people, when they worship the ancestors, they have a table, and then they put all those wine glasses, and then they will cook all the best food. You have chicken, you have this, and then all. Then after praying, they will eat those food there. No? They themselves will eat those food for about 3-4 days. And when my turn to come, each one would take the job, take my cousin, myself, my sister, all this would take, and then come to my turn. I refused to hold the joystick. And my mother was scolding me. Then my father came out, gave me a beating. And then I say I won. And of course, I was standing there crying. Then I won. Then after that, okay. Then when they cooked the food, I refused to eat. I said, this food offered to the idols, I cannot. I said, cannot eat. Wow, my father scolded again. Scolded me and said, what, is it dirty? Huh? No, it's not dirty. It's offered to the idols, I cannot eat. I may not eat, I said. And then, so what did I eat? Then so I eat. I bought bread. Whatever bread they have, I take the bread. That time they brunches. So I slice into two, put butter and kaya and eat. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 days, I ate like that. Until my mother saw it, she must have pitied me. Because just to cut it short, story short, the next time when they offer to the idols, or to the ancestors and all that, or idols, whatever, you know, they know that I will not eat. I already eat 3 days for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, bread and butter. And then this time my mother will put aside some, and the rest they offer to the idols. And then when she offered me, she was not a Christian yet. All right, when she offered me, she said, this is not offered to the idols. Okay, you say so? Then I ate. So during that time, my father wasn't happy. She also wasn't happy. They keep on saying I should not go to church. And then I ran away from home. To where? To Bethesda Church to find the missionary preacher. That time I know nothing, see? I want to find him and to go with him. I run away from home. And my mother came to know and asked my cousin, chase him. So they went after me. So I was quite a distance. They ran after me. And my mother came in a trishaw. And I went to the church first. I reached the church. I asked, where's the missionary? Then there was nobody in the church except, I think, probably the janitor or whoever. There's a lady said, no missionary here. I said, yes, there was a missionary. She said, no. Then my cousin came already. Then my mother arrived and said, you better come back. Then I said, don't want to come back. Like, you all not happy and then also persecute me. I go where I want to go with the missionary, I said. And then in the end, after much scolding and thing, okay, come back. And then missionary is not there. So I went back to my home. And so that was it. Then after that, everything was quite peaceful. Then my parents shifted house, moved house to where? Sennett Road in Bedok, further away Bedok, and stay in somebody's estate house, but they have another two units of house under the same roof, attap roof, with only a partition plank wall. That's all, single plank wall partition. So we stayed on this side. And there was a neighbor, an Indian man who is a Roman Catholic on the other side. And I think the reason why it was, that is to, I think, because this is to prevent me from going to church. It's far away. Anyway, when I was in school, at that time I was in already sec 4, I was in school. And then a friend of mine, his classmate, said that he has a broken down bicycle. So you want it? Say, okay. How much? Then I have a little bit of saving, $5 only in my saving. He said, $15. But I have $5. Never mind, you take first. The other $10 you can pay me by as when you can. And so I bought that bicycle. It was broken down. It's still usable. Then I used the bicycle. I went to church every time. I cycled to school and went to church. One day, what is important is this, one day when there's time to worship the gods now, and my mother lighted you have that altar, then my mother lighted two red long candles, very long, I think about at least 3 feet. I think the reason why they want to have long 3 feet candles is because it shows their piety. So they lighted the candle. But this attap roof, my father already had put a kind of false ceiling, and it was a little hanging. So it's quite near. And this false ceiling, this one is combustible. In other words, if it lighted too long, it will light up. After, of course, that time I do not know about all these things. I was in school, actually. But it's later I found out. Then I was in school, almost towards noontime. Then my form teacher said, "Stephen, you better go home." That was September the 1st. And he said, "Your house has been burned down. You better go home." So I cycled home. And then while cycling, I was praying to the Lord. I told the Lord, "Lord, you be merciful to all of us." I do not know how bad was the the way it was burned. But when I reached there, I saw that our house only, partition, atop house, our house only was burned. The other side, almost nothing. Now, this is, to me, it was very strange. I find out what there was. When it was burning, there was a strong wind blowing on the from the other side. So blowing the fire, the flames of the fire, pushing to the other side. So our side really burned to the ground. I was then in secondary 4. In November will be my exam, O-level final exam. And all my books and notes, my books, textbooks, all, plus all my notes were all burnt away. And it was 1st September. All my clothes were burnt away. Okay, the worst is my brother, Michael. He was about 5.5 years old. He just came out from the bathroom. The bathroom was about 20 yards away. It's a well, so we use that way. When he went for that at the age of 5.5, he went in the birthday suit. He came out from there in his birthday suit. He saw the house on fire already. So he got no clothes. He could. Then after him was my mother's turn. And my mother's already preparing. She had only sarong. And when the fire broke out, she came out. Only sarong. And all our clothes. The clothes that I have, only the school clothes, my sister's school, all school uniform, that's all, school uniform. We had nothing. Zero. And all my things, everything burned to the ground. Nothing left. And today I look back, I say, this is God's will. Because the reason why you want to shift away is to prevent me from going to church. I think that was the reason. So we moved back to Duku Road, which is near my school. And later on, for one month, I tried to borrow all my textbooks, as many as I can borrow. No notes at all. Takes 1 month. The whole month of September. Then come to the 3rd of October in 1955. The then Singapore Improvement flat. Singapore Improvement flat at that time. Now HDB. They gave us a flat. 83 Kim Keat Avenue. And so we shifted to 83 Kim Keat Avenue. We can't afford anything else. And so where do we get money? We can get no money. And my school, Presbyterian Boys School, the principal asked for collection, so they collected about $700 and they gave it to me. And then my sister's school, was a Catholic school, CHIJ, Convent of the Holy Infant Jesus School. They also collected about $600. And together with that, my father probably can get some loan from the company. And at that time was Sam Darby Company. And then together with this bit of sum, we bought a few furniture. The most important thing, we bought some bed and then some wardrobe for all our things and some clothes. And the 3rd of October, My first important thing is what? 3rd of October, I better read all the textbooks and revise myself because middle of November was my examination. All my friends thought, finish, that's finished. For me, it's the end. You don't matter how hard you study, maybe you cannot pass. And so November came, I sat for the exam, and I, by God's grace, I passed. Passed very well. And that I thank God. For that, I thank the Lord. And so that was part of my conversion. Now, after that, of course, after school, I worked in a company. I worked 1 year in a bank for 1 year. Then after that, I became a teacher. I went to the teacher's training college for 3 years. And then after that, I was working as a school teacher. After that, the ministry wanted the school to have bands. And then they want instructors, train the instructors. And then those people who want to, teachers who offer themselves to be trained as band instructors will get a 2 increment if you finish the course. So I applied. I almost did not get it. I submit my application through my principal. My principal forgot to send my application. I told my principal, what happened to my application? I hear no news. It was another 2 days. And then the Indian teacher, Mr. Mahadevan, said, okay, don't worry, I'll call Mr. Benjamin Koo. At that time was the chief of the music department. And he called, he said, you go, they will audition you. So I went there, and the first question they asked me was that, you are prepared to blow the French horn? I said, what is the French horn? And then they showed me the French horn, this is the... And then they tested my singing. They said, okay, you have a very good pitch. Maybe French horn is good. But that is the only instrument we have, no other instrument. And so since I want to join the band, I said, okay. And I said, I'll take it. Actually, I'm not fit for... I have a good pitch, but this lips is too thick. I should blow a bass or trombone or this euphonium, easier, bigger, all easy. But French horn so small. Those people who do not know, when they want to blow, learn how to blow, instead of putting on top of this, they take the whole thing. How? No wrong. So anyway, I took the French horn because I want to become. All right, when I was in the band, we are instructors, both instructors of the children's school, secondary school band, and then also a member of the Singapore Teachers Military Band. In other words, we are trained as a band. Whenever there is a government function, we will be asked to play, to entertain. We all don't like it. And so that was it. But while I was there, now one very important incident happened, and that is this. That Yamaha Music School, they also have a department. They have bands. They have band instruments. And that at that time, this band business in the secondary school was very good. And only one company was thriving, and Yamaha wanted to. And the Yamaha asked whether there's anyone in the teacher's band who was willing to resign and join them. And the manager, general manager, asked a few of us, did not ask me, asked others. And then one of them said, nobody there to resign and join you all. And because being a government servant is iron bowl. But he went out of his blue, without telling me first. He said, the only person who is daring to resign and join is Ku Hong Guan. And that's my name, Ku Hong Guan. And so he came and asked me, you want to? And I said, okay, I want to consider what are your terms. And then when he asked for a little more pay, he said, I'm not in a position, as a general manager, I'm not in a position to say, okay, you have to see the boss himself. Okay, well, let's see the boss. And so he went and saw Mr. Yeo. Mr. Yeo did not talk about money with me. Are you ready or not? You care, okay? I say, okay, I'm joining. But I told him that I must be 5 years here. You cannot say I'm not. I must guarantee at least 5 years with the company. He said, no problem. He said, okay. And then so the way he signed the agreement is that he took me out for curry fish head in Farrer Road. So he had this. And then I told him I have to serve 1 month's notice. No need. No. How much more I have to pay? Say, you pay my 1 month's salary, government salary. And then I said, so he make the check. He said, you give, you come to the company. And that's why I joined the company. I was with the company for 5 years. After 2 years, I was in the band department. They asked me to set up and develop the band department. After 2 years, they got problems in their music school. Their music school, about 200 teachers and 7,000 students in Plaza Singapura, and they have problem. And they sent me. Says, cool, yes. Oh, this band department, you give it to another person, your assistant. He will take care of this. What about me? You go to the school. We transfer you to be in charge of the school. Of course, they did not tell me the problem, you see. When I reached there, I know what's the problem. They got problems, big problems with the teachers. They are regarding the payment of, the kind of arrangement with the teachers at that time. They want to cut certain things, you know, and they want to kind of reduce a bit of the ratio, the 60-40%. Yamaha takes 60, they take 40. And they are all making noise. And they asked me. So when I went there, that I found out. Anyway, I did for them very well. In the end, all of them were very happy. I come up with a scheme. All of them were very happy. And I was there for 3-4 years. And then in my fourth year. Now at that time, okay, I must say this thing. At that time, I also left the church that I was in. Fisherman of Christ Fellowship, we all started a English section. The man who brought me, he was in school before. I went to his, we were together. And then we started the Sunday Bible School, which later comes to be known as the Bible Church. So the Bible Church, that man and me, we were the co-founder of that church. And I left that church for some time. Before I joined Yamaha, I left the church because of personal problems in the church. So I left. That was a mistake. And that mistake, because I cannot fit myself into other churches, and so I backslided. No church. And when the Yamaha offer came, and I was like, Joseph, the dreamer, what Joseph's brother said, the dreamer. So I dream. Why? Because the salary was good. I had these terms with them, and then the salary was very good. And I had very good benefits. I was given a company car for personal use. Everything paid for by the company. Petrol, insurance, accidents. Everything. And when the car break down, no, you get a new car. I had that. Was very good. Oh, all my colleagues in the teacher's band say, wow, very good, man. Very good. And then plus my perks, bonuses and all that. So I was quite happy in Yamaha. When I was in the school, I was even happier. In Plaza Singapura, aircon, everything. But I worked very hard for the company. I really worked very hard. Every morning, I would beat the CBD and go there before 7:30. I'll stay there and then before 9. During this time, something happened, and this time I learned that my mother has accepted Christ. Then 3 months later, she suddenly got a heart attack and died. And she passed away. And then when all of us were standing by the side of the casket. When the casket came, we received it in her house. We were standing by that. And my sister asked me, I was in a backslidden state, asked me, Stephen, you better pray. She did not know I have backslidden. And so, with tears in my eyes, I couldn't control myself, and I prayed. And I prayed. And what, as I was praying, what came into my mind was it? That God can also, this death can also happen to me anytime. I once said I was a dreamer, yes. I think I was already, I had enough. Everything is enough. I've got good salary, a car, almost permanent, and almost 5 years coming, maybe many more years. I thought, enough already, I had. The dreamer, I dreamt. And when my mother died, when I prayed, this thought came to me. You also can, I can also take you. I can also snuff off what you are, your breath. And when if I'm when God takes me home, what will happen to my dream? Nothing. And what can I say to God? If God takes me home, I will be standing there. What can I say to him? In mitigation, what can I say? Nothing. That was what I was thinking. And I cried. And after that, I came back to the Lord. So I went to office very early. I told my staff, 40 staff, hey, all of you like to study the Bible? And they said, when? I always come here at 7:30. You can come at 8 o'clock. We can have Bible study, 8 to almost 9. And then we can start work at night, right? And then I will have Bible study with you. Some of you are Christians, right? And some of you are maybe interested. And so I extend this invitation, and then 10 of them came. 10 of them would come early in the morning, after 7:30, like that. And so we had this at 8 o'clock, we started. 7:45, 8 o'clock, we started this Bible study. So I had with them. So I had a good time. That time when I came back to the Lord after my mother's funeral. And one day as I was reading, and exactly the passage we have just read, Genesis chapter 37, 38, was reading this. All of a sudden, I cried because I was touched by God's grace and mercy. Probably to us, Joseph, how he was being mistreated by his brothers. And so I told to the Lord. I prayed. And I cried and I said, Lord, if you want me, you call me. I will resign from my job. Everything. If you want me, you call me. And so that was it. 6 months later, after lunch in Yamaha, I suddenly felt restless. Restless means somebody asked me, what is restless? I say, it's restless. I've never experienced this type of thing. Every time after lunch, I will go for a walk. But this time after lunch in Yamaha, I cannot. I feel restless. Cannot rest. So I went back to my office desk there and sat down. As I sat down, then I said, what to do? I don't want to do anything at all. Don't feel like working at all. Then I saw a book, a Christian book, and I took it out. And I had no particular page to go. I just opened it, then to a page here. And it was a sentence, a verse came out there. And his verse is taken from Judges 6:14. And it says, and the Lord looked upon him, the him here is Gideon, and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Full stop there and continue. Have not I sent thee? Now, this is the last phrase. Have not I sent thee? Well, earlier I have prayed to the Lord, cried to him concerning, if you want, you call me. And this came back. Have I not sent thee? Then I read further on, there was my name stated. Stephen, spelling the same way. Wow. So I straight away, I believe that, oh, this must be. So I checked the book from page to page, cover to cover, check. 2 times at least. All the other pages have no other names. Only this page has my name. Okay, so must be God's trying. God is calling me. You have said you God called you. So, and I believe at that time, after that, I believe that God called me. Meaning that, yes, it means that I have to. All right, God called me, first of all, how? What does it mean? It means I have to give my life to that, resign from Yama. All right, so after that, cannot do any work. It's still about only after 2-3 hours after the lunch. Usually after office is 6 o'clock or even late. I take my bag and pack everything and go home. At that time, I was the manager of the school. I can go home anytime I like. I went home. Then to my wife. By the time I went home, my wife was cooking for dinner. So I walked close beside her. Hey, I think the Lord called me. And she was cooking. It's like this. She was cooking. I said, I think the Lord called me. The Lord called you, go lah. Without looking at me, without stopping, the Lord called me. Did not stop. The Lord called you, go. Wow. Then I was a bit shocked at the way she said. Then I said, go. That means we cannot live on your salary, you know. I got no more pay, nothing, zero. Only. And she just keep on. Well, the Lord called you, God will provide. Wow. God will provide. So I expect her to say, you better think twice, better stop. When I said that thing, the Lord, you don't have money, you pass your money, not enough. Our 3 children are still in secondary school. I expect her to stop. You better think twice, you know. No, she, God call you, God will provide. Wow. What do I do? I have no answer. I turn around sheepishly, walk away. That was the answer. And from that day onwards, I believe God called me. But I did not resign straight away. Took another 6 months of waiting, struggling, thinking. Think so many things. Huh? I think all of you who are going to be full-time, you are now thinking. I also like you, thinking the same thing. And everything that I think. And sometimes I attend church and then you see the preacher preach. I know, do not know who the preacher is. And sometimes he answered my problems. How come? He did not know about my problems. I was sitting there like you, one of you here. You do not know me, I do not know you. Right? And you have problems. And suddenly he preached from this passage. He tells me, wow, I got the answer. All that the doors, all are shut. Everything. Open another window, close. Another one, close. Everything close. 6 months, you know. Until this month. One day, I was restless again. Wow, this time terribly restless. And what was it? I was at my desk. You have not write the letter of what? Of resignation. Yeah, I came to my mind, I have not written the letter of resignation. So I took the piece of paper out and start to write the next thing. Mr. Yo, I am resigning from this is to give send you to give you notice in lieu of my resignation. 1 month's notice. And when I read there and I signed it, and suddenly, which I cannot explain, a peace came into my heart. Really, it was peaceful, suddenly. And this peace, I always remember. I remember this peace. Whenever in the Lord's service, when there's trouble, and then I feel like one, alamak, trouble, what is this, man? I want to give up, huh? No, I remember this peace. He has called me. And so I plow on, carried on. And so with this, very true, then when the time comes, 1 month later, I left. For the first time after June, I received no pay. My car was taken away from me. Everything gone. What do? The next thing, I come. I went. The first thing, what do you do when you are called? When I'm called? The first thing, I must know the word of God. At that age, I was 42 years old. Lao liao la. 42. I registered. I think I was one of the, what, except for Reverend Kwa, who was there, I'm the next oldest. 42 years old, all learning. And so I studied in FEBC. For 5 years, I was there. And after I finished the 5 years, I wanted to further my study. At that time, I was with Bible Church, and the Lord here provided for me very well. From the Bible Church also, the Lord provided for me. When I left, then one of the ladies in Bible Church at that time, I have not been to the Bible Church, then when I came back to the Lord, I went back to the church. And then one of the ladies said, Stephen, so how are you going to be supported? I say I already arranged with Yamaha to do part-time, only part-time, 2 days, two nights a week. And then they pay me just enough for my own. And then she just kept quiet. But she took the trouble, she wrote to all the, well, I already passed the time. How am I going to finish it? All right, quickly. Well, she wrote out, and then anyway, the people, the members of the church, 23 of them, supported me for 1 year. Then in the end, later, the church took, and they supported me for my 5 year study there. And after that, I went to further study in America. I had no money also. And then the Bible Church at that time, they don't want me. You graduated from FEBC, we don't want you. So they don't want to employ me. In human words, they don't want to employ me. So anyway, you want to go to America, you go on your own. We are not going to support you, not even 1 cent. I say, okay, if I don't have money, I won't go. I said, sorry. Anyway, I went, and God provided everything. When I came back, I served in this church. Every earlier year said. And for 5.5 years, I was here. 1986, 87 to 1992, I think. I was here for 5.5 years. And I thank God for all this. And that's how God called me. I believed. At that time, when I read this book, Judges 14, plus some things that are written there, I read it so many times. I went back, I asked my wife, the Lord called you, go. No money, you're not with your money, not enough. God will provide. I turned around. So I believe that was the way God called me. So I believe it, and I have told the Lord that if you want me, you call me. And this is it. I believe it. And so I left. And then the first time, true. No pay, car taken away, finished, nothing. And that's how I lived. And God, all from then onwards, God provide everything. I also made it a point at that time when I left, when my wife already said that God will provide. So I would say, yes, I was concerned about how I can keep my family and myself. And in the end, for myself, I said, siswa. That's why I learned from the book of Esther. If I perish, I perish. If the money does not come, if God doesn't provide, I perish, I perish. I said that personally to God. And God provided everything for me. I make it a point even not to ask. I cannot ask anybody for money, not even say, please pray for me, for something. I never said that. and let the Lord provide for me. And since then till today, the Lord has provided for me. Enough, lah. Enough. In fact, all of you, doesn't in God's service, never mind whether you're old or young, all can. Because all of us are going to live forever. Maybe you are old, and then you give your life to the Lord. The Lord may add another 10, 20 years for service if He wants you. The only thing that you must, so you don't be afraid. God is great. Our God is true, real God, great. And you give your life to Him, and He will use you. He wants to use you. We are now, thinking of today. Look at today, the times today. Yeah, end of times. The ending, you know that. You read from scriptures very carefully. Today we are living the end, the last days actually. Which means what? Last days meaning what? Christ is coming back. And there will be the end of this world system. Finish. Your companies where you are working going to be finished. Singapore government also going to be finished. They're going to all close down. All of them going to have to look up to the Lord. And if they are not Christians, they are finished. If they are Christians, they're going to be with the Lord. We are now living in that age. And don't be, whatever you are doing now, you carry on, but serve the Lord. And you want to give your life, give it. By faith. You make a certain commitment. God hears you. Whatever you pray, you see, whatever I prayed, whatever I said, God heard. Although He did not suddenly cause me, today I pray, tomorrow He call you. He doesn't do that. Maybe He wants to do that. But in my case, no. But in your case, it may be like that. Or in your case, it may take a bit longer time. But you must say, do you want to give your life first? And you really mean it. God hears it. God will call you. I believe with all my heart. You are living now in the last days. What are you going to do? You're going to think? You're going to dream like me, a dreamer? Huh? Many years, more years. If I had been many more years with Yamaha, up to this age today, conceived in 1937, born in 1938. Conceived in 37, born in 38. I'm now what, 77? If I was in Yamaha, I left already, finished. Yeah, you have all the things. And Christ come, finish, all gone, finish. What can I have? Nothing. In the end, I have nothing. And God calls me, yeah, go to heaven. Open the chest, nothing inside. Zero. You are safe, yes. Probably you'll be a road sweeper. Heaven. What can I say? Nothing. But God can use you in a mighty way, wherever you are. Your money, no use. You now think you have good money. But use it for God. Use it for Him. Use your time for Him. God in us, when God, you give your life to Him, He will know how to make use of you. You'll be busier than what you are today. But you think of all things on this world, then you get zero. I think I have to end it here now. May God bless you, bless all of us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy precious word, and we thank Thee for Thee, Thou who is so wonderful, so gracious. You spare not Your Son to die for us, so that our sins can be forgiven and become Your child, Your children, Lord. Use us, Lord, in a great and wonderful way for the praise and glory of Your name. And how we thank Thee that when You use us, You will always be with us. You will bless us beyond our expectation. So this we pray, and we give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.